first, a political look at the fighting in the former Soviet Republic of Georgia and maybe at the Democratic Convention. Senior Washington editor Ron Elving is with us. Ron, President Bush is in Beijing at the Olympics, so he's seeing world leaders during this crisis time in Georgia, including Russian leader Putin before he left Beijing. But it's all in this other context. How are people seeing this?
Alex, the appearance of President Bush alongside Prime Minister Putin the other day was slightly disconcerting, especially as people started to think about the pitched combat between Putin's forces, and I do think they're Putin's forces, as Professor McCall was saying a moment or two ago, and those of Georgia, a country with which the United States is closely allied. Now, when he was asked about this by Bob Costas, who's usually a sports interviewer, a sports announcer for NBC, but who pitched in when he got a chance to talk to the president yesterday and asked quite a lot of pretty tough geopolitical questions. When he was having that conversation with the president said the violence was unacceptable and everybody ought to go back to where they were last Wednesday. But he also referred one more time to Vladimir Putin. He and I have got a good relationship. And so he's still talking about having some kind of special way of communicating with this man, even though, of course, he's not officially the president anymore. Our president kept pointing out. It was a little disconcerting to hear the president emphasizing that at a moment like this, given the behavior of the Russians.
Both presidential campaigns are also commenting on the Russia-Georgia violence. Here's John McCain speaking in Erie, Pennsylvania, just this morning.
The fate of Georgia should be of grave concern to Americans and all people who welcome the end of a divided Europe and the independence of former Soviet republics.
Senator McCain went on with remarks that were pretty tough on this, Ron.
Yes, indeed. And he also made it a point to tell us that he had met many times with the Georgian leader, Saakashvili, and he also said he had met with him in Georgia more than once. So he was making clear that he feels himself to be prepared to step into a world crisis situation of this nature, should he be the next president.
You know, of course, Senator Obama is on vacation this week. He's quite clearly gone away, but still his campaign has released a comment.
Yes, and they also are urging the parties to go back to where they were before the violence began. And as they had initially sort of seen it from both sides, they then shifted their condemnation strictly to the Russians over the weekend.
There's a story on Politico.com that I wanted to ask you about today. This is about previewing a story that's going to come out in the Atlantic Monthly. This is about the kind of downfall of Hillary Clinton's campaign, the end of it. And there are a lot of internal memos and emails that the Atlantic has gotten about infighting on her staff and her plan to beat Senator Obama. What do you make of all this?
I think we can see why she lost. When you see on what level the fighting between Mark Penn, who is her main strategist, and Harold Ickes, who was someone else who was very responsible for her campaign, when you see how different their mindset was, when you see also how little attention they paid to delegate counting prior to February, they thought they were going to wrap it up on Super Tuesday, February 5th, so they didn't really plan ahead for the delegate fight that would come in the month or two after. And that's one of the big reasons why she lost, if not the reason.
There's a particularly tough-edged, I think, memo here from her senior strategist and advisor, Mark Penn, that almost sounds as though he could be advising Senator McCain on how to campaign against Senator Obama.
Indeed, he is counseling anyone who is running against Senator Obama to emphasize that he's not, in some sense or another, truly American, that he has a foreign name and that he hasn't really had American experiences. So this is a scenario that was written several months ago. I think we saw it executed to a fairly good degree in April and May, in March as well, as the Clinton campaign came to realize they were in a mortal struggle. And it was too late to stop Barack Obama when they finally did adopt that strategy, that tougher strategy. And they were also a little ambivalent about how far they could push it, being, after all, Democrats and being somewhat fearful of going too far or being seen as being against an American, African-American Democratic candidate. Now the question is, how effective will something very much like that strategy be in the hands of John McCain, who's a very different kind of candidate from Hillary Clinton?
Senior Washington editor Ron Elving with us again, as usual, on Mondays. Ron, thank you.